This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simin Kuf Mem Ches. Im Ein Kemach, Ein Taira. Let's see if this Simin has anything to do with that. Okay, Simin Kuf Mem Ches. Shelo Yafshit Shleil Tzibur HaTeva. The Shleil Tzibur cannot strip the teva. What does that mean? It says Mechav Ein Shleil Tzibur Asher LaHafshit HaTeva B'Tzibur Kozman Shem Basic Neses. The Shleil Tzibur cannot be mafshit the teva publicly, so long as they're in shul. This comes from the Gemara in Saita Daf Lamites. What does this mean? Perish Rashi. Shohayu regilim lahavi sefer Torah mibayis acher. Shimish dameres bay. That is, they were accustomed to bring a sefer Torah from a different house, that it was guarded there, v'chulu. Ad shetoyrach tzibur hu l'sakev sham. Until it was, meaning these are the words of Rashi, to the point that it was a terech of the tzibur to wait there. Va'ayin befnim ba'arachayim. What does that mean? La'haf shirat teva, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol makom teva perushay aron kodesh. In all places, the word teva means the aron, not the bima. De teva amurakan, shulchan. But the teva, meaning always teva means the arayin. But here teva means something else. The teva murakan, shulchan shezeva Torah munach alav kishakarim bay. The shulchan that the Sefer Torah is placed on when you read it. So the Shel Tzibur is not allowed to remove the teva b'tzibur if they're in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shehi mishnah meres bay. Uparsin begadim na'im Saviv hateva lechveda sefer Torah. They spread nice begadim around the bima in honor of the sefer Torah. Uchsheyoytzin misham v'noytlin sefer Torah linu v'vayishem shtamer boy. When you take it out and you put the sefer Torah in the guarded house, lo yavshin hashel tibur hateva b'fnei atzibor. The shel tibur should not uncover, remove the cloths from the bima. In other words, they would spread out nice cloths on the bima while the Sefer Torah was read. And when they finished reading from the Sefer Torah, they would take off the cloth. So it's saying it's not covered for the tzibur to remove these cloths. Shetarach tzibur l'sakev sham im ha-Sefer Torah. It's a tircha de tzibura to remain there with the Sefer Torah. Ad sheyavshid ha-teva. Until you uncover the teva. Ela moylech ha-Sefer Torah v'him yoytzim achrav. But rather, they should take the Sefer Torah, and the people should follow him. And they should come back to shul, and then uncover the teva. So in other words, they would adorn the teva while they read the Sefer Torah, and it's a tircha de tzibura to do so, and the whole tzibur should have to wait for the shel tzibur to do it in public. So they should take the Sefer Torah and put it back in its bias shemesh tamer boy. And then after that, they could remove all the adornments from the bima when they get a chance. Okay, simen kuf mem tes. Sha tzibur lo yetzu basic neses ad sheyatzniu sefer Torah. The tzibur should not leave the shul until they put the sefer Torah away. Now we had before that really you're not to leave until at the end of Ashrei Uvol Tzion. Did we not? That one should not leave the shul until the end of Ashrei Uvol Tzion. Where do we have? Yeah. In Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, Asur La Adam Latseis Ni Beis HaKnesses Kaidem Kedusha De Sidra. It is prohibited to leave the shul before Kedusha De Sidra. So if it's usher to leave the shul, why does the mechaber need to say ein atzibur sham latzibur sekhnesa atchin atzinu sefer Torah? So you want to say because it's minog svard, nusach svard. No, there was no such thing as nusach svard when the Mechaber wrote the Sefer Torah. But it's right. There were those who were noyeg to, in other words, for svardim, that they put it back after. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ad says the Rama, umihu haga, umihu enum yoitzim rak yachid leslamba. So the Rama kicks in and says, no, this then in the tzibur. The tzibur is not allowed to leave. The tzibur is not allowed to leave until they put back the Sefer Torah. But says Rama, an individual is allowed to leave. But uval tzion, no. In other words, the Mechaber is saying that tzibur cannot leave until they put away the Sefer Torah. However, the Rama adds, an individual is allowed to leave. However, as we asked before, the Mechaber said that it's usur for any individual to leave the shul before Asher Yuval Tzion. Question, if somebody leaves the shul before Asher Yuval Tzion, are they an avarian? Yeah, al-chayriyat. Al-chayriyat. It says usur. I don't hear that. What?
You're talking about going to the bathroom.
No, we're talking about leaving to go home, to go to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ad sheyatzniu, she'ein ze derech kaved latar she'anuch v'yachlem. It's not covered for the Torah that you should abandon it and go. Therefore, the Shechnar says later on, Simat Havreish Chaf Aleph, the Dersha brings, that when the whole Tzibur leaves the shul in order to go to Bris Milah before Musaf, you need to put away the Sefer Torah before they leave. But otherwise, if you don't put away the Sefer Torah, the people are now to abandon the Sefer Torah. So the question is, what do you do for Yizkar? But the answer is, if some of the Tzibur is staying, it's okay. If you have a minion, then it would be okay.
Maybe that's why it's an inyan to cover the Sefer Torah with Talitzim.
But it sounds like, you know, that's not going to do it, you know? Here he says, Rav Nissen Karela says, Lagabe Tzibur, that's Yoytze Rosh Hashanah Beis HaKnesses, Lahafsaka, let's say between Kriyas HaTorah and Tkiyos, you have to put the Svarim back. The Chazoinish, the Stipler, would put the Sefer Torah back. I'm saying in a shul that they have a kiddush, yeah, before the tkiyos. So the Rav Nissen Karel says you need to put the Sefer Torah back. The Stipler and the Chazar Nishter their minhag was to put the Sefer Torah back. Here he brings the minhag ha'olam is not to put the Sefer Torah back. Someone answer that everybody knows you're not abandoning the Sefer Torah because you're coming right back. Okay, interesting. And what about
he says in Rosh Hashanah that you, as opposed to in by Yuval Tzion, where he says it's Osir.
Yeah, but here we're saying that Tzibur is not. Oh, I see what you're saying. Saying Eina Tzira. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So you want to answer that the din of leaving the Sefer Torah is only they don't have permission, but it's not outright usur. Asher Yuval Tzion is outright usur. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Umari b'makom sheminig latzniyat Sefer Torah acher Yuval Tzion dimloy kein b'lav halchi." It has to be talking about the minog is to put away the Sefer after Yuval Tzion, because if it's before Yuval Tzion, no. The imloy kain belav hachi haloy aser adam latzim is basically as a kodesh kedusha decision kavara besimin kuf lamed beis. In other words, You know, you're making a good point, but won't answer the question. The question is that if Asher Balotzion is later, right, then of course you're not, then it is Asr, because you didn't say Asher Balotzion yet, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be talking about where we're in a place where the minhag is to put back the Sefer Torah after Asher Balotzion, and then your diuk is important that if you leave before Asher Balotzion, that's Asr. But even then, you're not allowed to, even then, Ein Rashoi to leave as a Tzibor, right? The Rama says, Rak Yachid, Vafilu Shnayim, Oishlosh, even two or three people could leave. Atam the Ish Kavla Sefer Torah, Kivin Shadayin, Roiv HaTzibor Sham. Since the majority of the Tzibor is there, Vayin B'Pri Chadash. By the way, this would be a Nafkamina by Yizkar. In other words, by Yizkar, you still have a minion. I don't know that you have the Roiv Tzibor. I don't know, you know, does Roiv Tzibor stay inside or does it go out? It seems like Roiv Tzibor goes out. It depends. Depends what shul, depends on the demographic of the shul, you know? So, in that case, if the Roiv Tzibor goes out, it's a problem. I have a minion. A minion is not good enough. But again, for those who are lenient on Rosh Hashanah, because let's say everybody knows you're coming back, then here also for sure everybody knows you're coming back, and a sizable crowd is staying. It's interesting. Nobody talks about Yizkar because there. I don't know. You know, if there's a bris and everyone's leaving, okay, that's a problem. If there's a kiddush, that's a problem. Yizkar, the davening continues. The regular Seder HaTfilah continues. Just as it happens to be, people go out. They don't participate in that part. I don't, you know, it doesn't say the stipler put the Sifrei Torah back. In the Aron for Yizkar, they did it for Rosh Hashanah. I doubt they did it for Yizkar. L'chara, you want the Sefer Torah out. It's part of the Seder HaTefillah. Those tefillahs are niskan when the Sefer Torah is out. Do they cover even the Sefer Torah during Yizkar? Who says they should cover it? By the way, most of the time they cover Sefer Torah. They do it, you know, I told you, Ben Gavra LeGavra, people are very makbid to cover the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Unless they make a Misha Berach on Monday and Thursday, you're not allowed to. So they cover with the talus. Who says they should do it even? I don't know. Okay. Let's hold it here. Let's hold it here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.